Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wa Usalli Wa Usallam Ala Sayyid Al Awaleen Wal Akhireen, Nabiyyana Muhammadin, Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sahbihi Wa Barak Wa Sallam. All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds. Peace and blessings be constantly showered upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, the Master of the First and the Last, and his family and companions and all those who call to his way and establish his Sunnah to the Day of Judgment. My beloved brothers and sisters, to our friends, to our colleagues, our guests, I begin with the greeting words of the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, this is a great opportunity for us. We are at the door of the holy or blessed month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, we are at the time of great opportunities. And I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal would accept your prayers, your fasting, would bless you, would protect you from the evils of this world, the pandemic that is still spreading around the planet, the economic crises, the racial tensions, all of the problems that we are living in today, and to look at these problems as challenges, as tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that if we can have patience and we can stand in front of these tests, if we can understand what is happening around us, then maybe, inshallah, we can gain the pleasure of Allah. The idea of 40 by 40 really began with a number of questions that came to me, and actually people who were asking me, students, friends, I want to learn from you. I want to try to gain this knowledge, experience, whatever it is that you're teaching in an organized fashion. And I thought to myself, I'm not hafiz al-Quran. I am not a faqih, a master of fiqh. I am not a master of hadith. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did bless me with experiences, to give me experiences in different parts of the world and to enable me to look at the conditions of Muslims throughout the planet. I look back on my life and realized that Allah had blessed me as a young person coming out of the turbulent 60s in the United States, coming out of the Black Awareness Movement, the struggle, and traveling in order to seek refuge in another part of the world, that during this internal crisis that I was going through, Allah opened up the door to Islam. And from that opening, I was able to seek knowledge. And so by spending 7 years in the Arabian Peninsula, 6 years in Medina, the city of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a time where there were no tar roads, there was no electricity and water as you see it today, but a beautiful spirit of the people of Medina. And then traveling to Riyadh to further studies of Arabic, going into the field and experiencing Islam in America, in the United States. From there to the Caribbean and experiencing Islam in the Caribbean, the Caribbean area, in Jamaica, in Central America, Trinidad, Barbados, Guyana, all throughout the islands and the Central American countries. And from there, returning to Canada and going to the African continent and spending 10 years in Cape Town and traveling to 20 African countries, coming back to Canada and being with Muslims again for a period of time in a pivotal position as the Imam of the largest masjid probably in the whole country for 5 years. These were experiences that were tumbling in upon me. I was traveling so much at one point that at some months, 3 to 4 times per month on the weekend, I was on the road, leaving the country, leaving the continent, and going to Muslims and trying to understand their problems, their issues, living with them, crying with them, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. Muslims who were living in Africa, I had the opportunity to do field work in Nigeria, to actually live with the scholars of the Hausa and the Fulani to go deep into the life of Sheikh Uthman Danfodio Rahimahullah, a great mujaddid in West Africa, to spend time with the ulama in Southern Africa, to travel to Asia, even to reach the community in Hong Kong, to travel to Pakistan, not only in the lower lands around the Indus River, but in the highlands of the Pathan, high in the mountains areas of the northern Pakistan and Afghanistan, to realize and to feel that beautiful spirit, to spend time with the people and scholars in Turkey, and to get the feeling of the Ottoman Empire. All of these experiences tumbling in upon me and being asked to deliver something. And people are in need, Muslims are in need of guidance, especially now, more than we have ever seen it before in decades. And I, as a young person, just coming out of an Islamic university, experiencing so many different difficulties and wanting to give something back to the community, I realized that I had to condense the information. I had to try to understand what is going on around me. What is happening to the Muslims around the world? And so I went through hundreds of khutbas and speeches and talks, and I found that there were 40 plus a hadith, sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that were repeating themselves over and over and over again. So I condensed these 40 ahadith, knowing that anywhere in the world that I went, where Muslims were living, one of these hadith would be relevant. Sitting down with scholars, I realized that these hadith had a method to it, a methodology, and that was al-ihya al-islami. It was tajdeed, the revival of Islam. That everywhere in the world, people needed revival, whether it be in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, the Americas, Asia. Muslims needed to revive, to have an awakening, to come back to them in a practical way. And so in putting together these experiences, I housed them in a form, what the ulama would call metan. And that is a basic source book. And this is in the format of Imam an-Nawawi, Rahimahullah, the 40 hadith, although this is not the 40 hadith of Imam an-Nawawi, but it is housed in this particular formula, a structure. In this case, it is the 40 hadith of Islamic revival. 40 great lessons, 40 areas of wisdom, practical problems that Muslims are facing on the ground, and a prophetic answer to them, guidance from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And so these 40 ahadith is the metan, it is the base in following along with our sessions of 40 by 40. The concept of 40 by 40 is that the year 40 or the age of 40 is the time of wisdom. It is the time of prophethood. All of the prophets, except for Isa alayhi salam, received their message after 40 years old. And so 40 is a ripening time. It is a time of wisdom. It is a time of application of what you have been blessed with. And so the concept, ihfaz al-arba'in qabla arba'in, memorize the 40 before the age of 40. And when we say hifz, we are not just talking about memorizing like a parrot. We're talking about understanding it, being able to apply it, being able to feel it, to put it into our lives, to really protect it, protect these 40 and have it as a type of shield, as a type of energizer, as a type of way to understand what is going on around you before you reach the age of 40. And I say this especially to the younger generation, to those who are coming into leadership. before you reach that age where you are put to the ultimate test with your leadership, bring in these 40 lessons, these 40 experiences, along with the other great lessons you are learning from so many different teachers. This is the best that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with. And I have seen, after going through this, these are real experiences. And these are hadith that are answering the real experiences that people are facing on the ground. So after going through this and realizing the necessity and the importance of the prophetic wisdom, I put it together. And now, whenever I am listening to a major talk, a khutbah, almost inevitably, one of these hadith is going to appear. And so, these are important 40s. And these lessons, inshallah, will come to you in a format such as this, a very silent type of studious format. I may be on the road. I may be walking. And I may open up the iPhone and do a stream with you as I'm outside and dealing with an experience. But wanting to give you this in a relevant, practical way to try to understand what is going on. Because sometimes trying to understand what is happening in the world, it is extremely confusing. It's hard because there is so many different types of news, fake news, so-called real news, and syndicated news, all types of information that is flying around us. We are in need of the revelation. We are in need of the guidance of the Quran. And with the month of Ramadan coming in, we need to spend time going into the Quran, not only reading it, but reflecting upon it with the intention of implementing it into our life. We also need the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who lived the Quran. So his teachings, his guidance is literally the Quran walking and talking. This is what we need in our lives. And so, ihfaz al-arba'in qabla arba'in. Protect, memorize, understand the 40 before the age of 40. And if you have reached the age of 40 or beyond, this is an inspiration, an energizer, a way to get prophetic wisdom to deal with certain issues that are coming to us that we may not have the guidance. And many times the older generation people are realizing issues facing the youth, issues of peer group pressure, the issues of drugs, the issues of hanging out in the mall, in the plaza, the issues of women, the issues of the younger generation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being insulted, despair coming out of the Muslim world. Why is it coming? Why, since we have the Quran and the Sunnah, why are we going through this? What could the Prophet ﷺ have given to us as guidance to try to understand what is hitting us? What is the medicine? What did Allah reveal? And so 40 great lessons, 40 areas to memorize, to understand, to implement, to be able to discuss, to be able to share, to be able to bring light in a time of darkness. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with this consistently. In the month of Ramadan that we are going in, we will begin in the lessons, and this will be open to all of our members, to all of those who are subscribing to us and who are on our mailing list. It is free, it is open. But we need dedication to this. We need commitment. Commit ourselves to this knowledge. And this is a way to get the blessings out of Ramadan. So that Ramadan is not just a fight to eat and drink food, but that Ramadan would be a highest level that there would be something else that this hunger and this thirst would give us, a guidance that could come through prophetic knowledge, applied knowledge. This is a great opportunity to us. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in opening up these 40 by 40.
Barakallah fiqh, Sheikh. Sheikh Abdullah, just a quick question, inshallah. So at the end of these 40s by 40, would there be any sort of certification, maybe some sort of ijazas that could be handed out or anything as such?
Yes, at the end of the 40 by 40, I want to have some quiz, like some questions, not a quiz like in a school, but those who are committing themselves to understand if they really got the message. And if they were committed to this and sign up on this and go through it and are able to understand it, then inshallah there would be a type of certificate. It's not an ijazah in the sense of the great ulama of Islam, but it is an ijazah in a sense of da'wah. Because my only claim or my only belief of having gained an area of knowledge is in da'wah and irshad, and that is calling outreach and guidance to the community in a practical way. So yes, at the end there will be a form of certification that a person did understand these and did experience this with us.
Jazakallah khair. For those of you who have any questions, inshallah, if you have any, I don't see any so far, but if you have any questions to the Sheikh, inshallah ta'ala, regarding this actual amazing endeavor, go ahead and type it up in our chat here, and we'll be able to go ahead and ask the Sheikh, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Sheikh Abdullah, how long do you anticipate this to go on for in terms of the actual timing?
Inshallah, we hope to carry on through the 40, which in terms of months, will continue on as a consistent way to gain information. As I said, I will try, inshallah, to have this format set up every Saturday. We will be testing this time. If it turns out after Ramadan that there is another time, then we will try to open another time. But this is international. And so this time for North Americans on Saturday is a time when we can easily tune in. But it also gives our brothers and sisters in the UK, Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, a chance to tune in as well and be part of this international community of Islamic revival. This is an activity that should continue with us for the rest of our lives. And I pray, inshallah, it will continue, that we will be opening up a type of membership, a type of subscription to those of you who want to come on. Keep in touch now. Be in touch with us. Send your email. Send your information. There are those of you who are on our email list, and we will open it up to you in a way that you can sign on and that we can make available. And we hope, inshallah, also to have a list of those committed people who will actually have access to some of our courses, like the Black Muslim Experience, the African Sunrise, the special cinematography in Timbuktu in Ethiopia, journals, articles, specialized information. We will make this available free of cost to those who commit themselves, because now is the time of commitment. And so send in your email, send in your information. Send it in to our website, hakeemquick.com. Be in touch with us on our Facebook, and that is Sheikh Abdullah Hakeem Quick. Go to the Facebook page, public figure. Go to the Instagram, abdullah.quick. Go to any way that you can. Sign up. Put your name on so that you can begin on this boat in Ramadan. There is no financial commitment in the month of Ramadan. Afterwards, we want people to be serious about this and to take these lessons serious, because we are in the barrel of decision throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in coming into the month of Ramadan. Answer our prayers accept our fasting, and protect our youth and our community.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, inshallah. So I encourage all of you, inshallah, to go ahead and to join, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Go ahead and visit the actual website that Shaykh Abdul Hakim Quick has actually mentioned. It is hakimquick.com for more information on this. And we'll see you next week at Saturday at this exact time, inshallah, at 2:30, bi'idhnillahi, Eastern Standard Time. Shaykh, if you have anything else to say, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to end it, inshallah.
I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help us to reach the month of Ramadan. We are right at the door. And that Allah Azza wa Jal would accept our prayers, would accept our striving in any way possible, and help us to gain a daraja, to raise ourselves up, to gain taqwa, and to come close to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I leave you with these thoughts. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.